Morning. I've met many superheroes in my life. Of course, you know the obvious are my mother and my father and my brother and my sister. And none of the people that I know or can call heroes in my personal life have ever been on the radio or in any movies or on television or anything. But many are here now and others on brief occasions. Just to bring up a few stories from my heroes. One of them, the earliest I can remember, was Eddie Schroeder. We all went down to the scout camp down here on Lake Ozark one summer, and I messed around somewhere or another and lost all my money, you know, to buy beads and stuff like that. And anyway, Eddie went around and took up a collection from everyone that was there, and so then I was able to have some money to buy my supplies and things with. Robbie Lane and Bud Balky one night, they were patrolling around. They pulled me over for squealing my tires or something to that effect. So, finding some open containers of alcohol, I think the statute of limitations has run out on this, by the way. But anyway, they found some things in my car and so forth, you know, and it kind of read me the riot act. And finally the question was asked is what I planned on doing with my life. And I had been looking at joining the military, and I told them about this. And so all of a sudden everything changed, you know. And they asked me when, and I told them it was next month. And they, you know, of course, they ended the thing with, if we see you around here next month. But my girlfriend Sarah at the time and her parents thought that this was a real good idea for me, you know. And, of course, through that, you know, I've got some of my biggest supporters, my heroes are my daughters. And throughout my life, I've been confused by messages that God has sent me, you know, people have really taught me a lot about, especially since we've started coming here. You know, Ted and Teresa Gatliff had told me quite a bit about their experiences and so forth. You know, Ted and them used to have some really elaborate parties back years ago. But what, you know, one of the things that's inspired me is the fact that Ted gave all that up to bring that type of, you know, joy and celebration into the, you know, the house of God. And then, of course, you know, Bill Stout's helped me out a bunch with all of the stuff, you know, the audio and how everything works here. And the Morrows, the Eatons, Larry and Holly Kahn, and all of them have just been huge inspirations to me. Another thing, to go back a little bit, I know if any of you have ever seen the show, what is it, Big Brother? I guess on this season they have the cliques, you know, and so forth. And one of them's the brains, I think is what they call it. And anyway, when I was in high school, Kevin Dockery was a member of what was known as the Brains, and there was, you know, Bobby Drake and Scott Rolfe. But anyway, in the fall, I think it was either 78 or 79, they got a bunch of computers. They were Apple computers, and they put them into the math lab and so forth, and I guess only the Brains could access these, you know. And I went and checked, and, you know, my math scores weren't well enough and so forth, and so I really started to take the math thing serious because I wanted that, you know. I wanted to learn about the computers and all. And, of course, by this time it was too late. But later on when I took my armed services battery test, it was through, you know, that kind of longing to be in the Brains click, you know, that I was able to do very well on that test. So that worked out real well. And, of course, again, you know, people like Eric and Jamie with them, I don't know if you can tell, but I suffer from chronic stage fright. And so, you know, it's their inspiration, you know, maybe even dragging me, egging me on, as it were, to get up and do some things, you know, for folks and share my talents and so forth. The greatest heroes that I have throughout my life are pretty much everybody that's here now, you know, each and every one of you, you know, especially the folks that show up here every Sunday, you know, not because they have to, but because they want to and they need to. And, of course, God helps them whenever they need saving or when they're lost, if they're confused or fearful, you know. That's what God means to me, is giving me the strength and the courage to do what I'm doing now. So I'm throwing down my fear of public speaking. And I just want what, you know, everyone has here, you know. I want to continue to work on this, you know, because it's a real struggle for me, so. Anyway, I want to thank everyone here. Like I said, you're all my heroes. So.